This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Kicking off in Costa Rica, where Costa Rica is the latest country to announce they are joining the marriage equality list. The announcement came after a ruling by the Inter-American Court of Human Rights that the countries it oversees should treat same-sex couples without discrimination.
Do you mean we managed to beat one?
We did. We managed to meet a few, but yes, we're also behind a few. The court's panel of seven judges issued a statement that said the governments must recognise and guarantee all the rights that are derived from a family bond between people of the same sex. This is actually a really significant ruling. The judges said it was necessary to guarantee access to all existing forms of domestic legal systems, including the right to marry. They explained this would allow protections for all families formed by same-sex couples. Costa Rica was the first one. Now, that this court oversees 20 countries. Costa Rica was the first one to say they would comply. Some of the 20 countries in this region already have marriage equality, good start, but there's a lot that don't. So this is a really important ruling. So we're talking about Argentina, Chile, Colombia, and now Costa Rica. They're in the and Brazil in the good bucket.
And the other side, we have Haiti, Honduras, although Mexico, parts of it does, parts of it doesn't. Nicaragua, Palma,
Peru,
Dominican Republic, and Uruguay.
So this is a very big ruling. This all started when the Costa Rican government asked the court for an opinion in 2016 on whether they should extend property rights to same-sex couples and allow trans people to change their name and gender marker on legal documents. And the Human Rights Court ruled that, yes, they definitely should.
Not so good news over in Ghana. So where even some of the officials in Ghana have publicly called for an end to violence against LGBTI people, the country still criminalizes same-sex activity and persecution is extreme. Now, Human Rights Watch have done a report that exposes this and other horrific stories that are challenging the lives of LGBTI people in Ghana. Now, for example, one young woman said that her mother suspected her of a relationship with another woman, and the mother organised a mob and told the mob to beat her and the girlfriend back in May 2016. The two women were forced to flee the village. Now, corrective rape, where LGBTI people are sexually assaulted in order to cure them of their sexuality, is also detailed in the report, although those affected do not feel that they can actually tell the police.
There's a whole range of stories. There's a story of a man in Accra who was brutally assaulted by a mob, a vigilante group, because they just suspected that he was gay.
Many gay and bi women confess that they are forced to marry, and there's numerous reports of gay men being lured into comprising situations and then being attacked because they were caught in those situations.
The report is called No Choice But Deny Who I Am, Violence and Discrimination Against LGBT People in Ghana. And the law criminalising same-sex activity means Ghanaians will likely continue to face this kind of violence and discrimination into the future. Interestingly, there were a few reports that on some occasions Ghana Police Service responded appropriately to abuses against LGBT people, although homosexuality remains illegal.
Well, that's a slight relief, if we can take any consolation from that story at all. Over to India, where India's gay prince has opened his palace to LGBT people. A gay prince has opened up his 15-acre palace grounds to vulnerable LGBT people and is said to be constructing more buildings to house visitors. Prince Mahendra Singh Gohil, who is a son and probable heir to a region in western India, will run the centre with his organisation, the Lakshya Trust. He was ostracised by his family after coming out publicly in 2006 and started the community organisation to support gay men and educate people about the prevention of HIV.
He's been quite a outspoken, since coming out, quite an outspoken supporter of the LGBTI community. He says, in India we have a family system and we are mentally conditioned to be with our parents. The moment you try to come out, you are told you'll be thrown out and society will boycott you. You become a social outcast.
A lot of people are financially dependent on their parents, and he wants to give social and financial empowerment so eventually people who do want to come out won't be affected by it.
He's become the social security system now.
Well, in essence, for LGBT people.
The prince himself was forced into marriage in 1991, but later called the relationship a total disaster, resulting in divorce the following year. His coming out was breaking news all over India at the time and resulted in effigies of him being burnt, and people calling him to be denied his title. He has been disowned and disinherited by his parents.
And in brief, a US study has found that that consumers are increasingly comfortable with advertising that carries an LGBTIQ message.
In Russia, a new poll shows that 83% of Russians consider gay sex irresponsible.
Reprehensible.
Thank you.
Over to Hong Kong, the Equality Commission has urged the government to recognise transgender people without surgery.
In Europe, gay spouses have the right in all EU countries after a European court official clarified their standing.
And legendary US tennis player Billie Jean King has called for Melbourne's Margaret Court Arena to be renamed following the outspoken anti-LGBT comments of Margaret Court. And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.